Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Our final guest for today is Phuthego Mojapele, who is a respected aviation analyst, frequent commentator on Chai, and we wanted to talk to him about the pilot strike, with FlySaf Air pilots embarking on a strike. Well, thousands of travelers are bracing for delays, disruptions, but beyond the inconvenience, what does this really mean? Is the start of a broader turbulence? Haha, see what I did there. Phuthego, good morning. Hope you are well. What triggered this FlySaf Air pilot strike?
Good morning, Howard, and thank you for having me. Look, the SAF Air pilot strike is something that has been brewing for quite some time. You'd remember late last year, the pilots of SAF Air rostering they decided to change a rostering of the pilots at the SAF Air. Now, what happened was that that action resulted in a very hostile kind of situation where the pilots were not able to make their regular plans as the standard in the industry, and management was informed about these decisions that they have taken, that they're not informed with the industry practice, and they sort of became very hostile towards the pilots. And remember, SAF Air has been enjoying quite substantial amount of growth in the industry, and that obviously, you know, you are an employee, and when you been bombarded with work but there isn't enough compensation coming through, surely you're gonna have to voice your dissatisfaction to the management. And if that doesn't seem to be working out, you will embark on industrial action. That's why we are here today.
They seem to, as the management of FlySaf, they seem to be a little unmovable in this regard, but that could just be how it's being reported. Are we seeing flexibility and a willingness to solve it from the FlySaf the management?
Look, I don't think that they understand what this is going to do to their brand, and I think one of the things that they make them very rigid with this kind of hostility that they seems to be presenting to the members of the solidarity, particularly from the flight deck, is the fact that SAF Air has enjoyed quite dominance in the market, and there's limited airlines that can employ the pilots if you want to be in South Africa. And therefore, they seems to be hanging on that, to think that it's going to be business as usual. And I mean, they've got nowhere to go except the SAF Air. But I think it is important that the airline reputation is not only relying on the fact that you've got good management, it's also relying on the safety. And that safety is primarily rely on the flight deck, on the captains that you have. And if those are the people that are not happy with the kind of treatment they receive from the company, is the beginning and the end of the company. And I think that kind of attitude that they seems to be showing to the pilot needs to really be addressed at a professional level and understand where they're coming from.
So FlySaf SAF Air has built a strong reputation for reliability and value. Is this a significant blow to its brand and to consumer trust?
Not entirely, Howard. I don't think that is it's going to be a case for now. For as long as you have employees that are not happy with the kind of how you handle the kind of negotiations within the management team as well as the pilot management team, it is what is going to create problems. Let me just give you a bit of a background quickly here.
Sure.
You would remember Comair, when Comair started going down, there was issues with the strikes that they kept on going on, and then at the end of the day, they ended up not being able to sustain themselves going forward with regard to the losses that happens. Usually, when the strike happens, Howard, is that the airline takes a serious knock. I mean, this morning, just this morning, I was looking at the schedules that they have. They cancelled quite a lot of routes, particularly those that are not frequent, like Bloemfontein, Lanseria, Cape Town, Bloemfontein, Cape Town, Lanseria. Most of those have been cancelled, and there are others that are going to be cancelled. And you can imagine what's going to happen. You know, this is a low cost. It's not a premium service. They're not really getting, you know, a lot of money from the ticket sales, but they really depending on the volumes that they can transport. So people are going to resist from booking them for now because they are not sure whether the next 2 weeks... Yes, they are not sure whether the next 2 weeks is going to be a business as usual for them. So it's going to be something that is going to be a little bit of a blow for them. But at the same time, reputation, it's something that they need to start watching quite closely.
What can passengers expect in the coming days?
Well, the prices are going to go up. Actually, starting from tomorrow, you will see the prices are going to go up on the other airlines, not necessarily on SAF Air, but on the other airlines. Other airlines are going to start picking up a lot of passengers that would be guaranteed to travel, meaning that they'll move on to Global, which is Lyft, and they will also start moving towards SAA and others that are there, like your SAM Air and stuff like that, Air Link as well.
Right.
So those prices primarily are going to go, they are already up, they are already high, but they will enjoy more of passengers that will move towards them,
particularly those
that are traveling for business. They wouldn't want to be inconvenienced. So it's going to be a little bit of a rough ride for us as South Africans, but let's hope that SAF Air management will come to the party and resolve.
Certainly we will. Final question, are there legal protections or recourses for passengers if you are impacted by a strike?
Yes, there is a legal recourse. Absolutely. The passengers that would be affected by these cancellations that will not be transported, they can approach any legal entity to claim their losses as far as... Because, you see, the strike is not weather-related. The strike is it's not technical. The strike is something that is planned. Management can avoid the strike. Management can make plans to make sure that the strike doesn't happen.
Right.
But in this case, ahead and claim the losses for whatever that you might have lost during the strike.
That is where we leave it. Thank you, as always, Poteka Mojapele, who's an aviation analyst, talking to us about the SAF Air strike that is looming.